Dodgers Nation is reeling from what's become a roller coaster of emotions among fans. The team started the season horribly, as you'll recall, and then the All-Star break happened, and so did Yasiel Puig. And voila, the Dodgers were on some winning streak that they hadn't seen in years. But now the Blue Crew has lost three straight at home to divisional foe the San Francisco Giants. The Dodgers have lost eight of their last 11, and there are some big injuries. Hanley Ramirez, Andre Ethier, Carl Crawford, Matt Kemp, who's been out for weeks. The superstar Puig is hurt. Where will this roller coaster end? Up or down? We don't know, but Kevin Roderick, editor of LA Observed, is here to hold our hands through this whole scenario. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
So what is going on? I mean, at some point it was like the Dodgers were unstoppable. They were making national news, Sports Center talking about Yasiel Puig and all these other players and the kindred spirit among the team, and now it's like they're back in the doldrums.
Well, I think Dodger fans would like to be able to dismiss this as just, the vagaries of the baseball season. Yeah. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and there are waves that come and go during a baseball season. That's the way they like to be able to look at it. The side they don't want to see is, well, maybe the team is not as good as it was during July and August when it was really setting records for winning at a pace that had not been seen in baseball in a long time. The question, I think, is just how good the Dodgers are as they look toward the playoffs, because they're almost certainly going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're ahead, obviously, of the Diamondbacks, who they're playing tonight, tomorrow, and into Wednesday as well.
They should wrap up their spot in the playoffs within the next couple of days, and they already have the largest lead of any team in baseball ahead of their second-place team.
Right.
So that's not in doubt. The question, though, is how good will they be when they start going up against the St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves and perhaps the Cincinnati Reds and trying to get to the next level of the playoffs?
Yeah, they didn't have much luck with the Reds. The Reds are a pretty good team in the East Coast, but they lost to the Giants, which I was surprised, 19-3 on Saturday. I mean, they were shellacked at Dodger Stadium Saturday night.
That one really had to hurt if you're a Dodger fan because, here they are cruising along and they're both scoring a lot of runs and the pitching has been what's really carried the Dodgers, best pitching in the league, but boy, the Giants were just having none of it. 19 runs scored against the Dodgers. That's the most an opponent has ever scored at Dodger Stadium. And I think it was kind of a sobering wake-up call for people in, as you say, Dodgers Nation. And really, it's all about getting back the players who were injured and getting them whole again. There's nobody other than Matt Kemp who really has got a serious injury that they're dealing with. It's more about just getting healthy and getting through the aches and pains, and Kemp himself may even come back in the next couple of days, maybe even as soon as tonight. And that would be a big boost for the Dodgers. But with Ethier out and Crawford out and Hanley Ramirez, the power-hitting shortstop out, and Puig, that really weakens the lineup, because then you're playing guys like Jerry Hairston Jr. and Skip Schumacher and rookies like Nick Buss in the outfield. This was the starting lineup they had the other day. And that's not a playoff team anymore.
Vin Scully, before we go, I want to talk about this guy has been calling Dodgers games since before they were even in Los Angeles, dating back to the days in Brooklyn, re-upped for his 65th year behind the Dodger mic. Wow.
And just think about that. I mean, for most people in Los Angeles who've been listening to the Dodgers, even those who are older and have been listening to the Dodgers all their life, they have never heard a season without Vin Scully behind the mic. And there's been a lot of stories recently about Queen Elizabeth of England, how long she's been on the throne. Well, Vin Scully has been on the throne in the Dodgers broadcast booth for longer than Elizabeth has been the Queen of England.
Indeed, he is royalty among Angelinos, I can tell you that much, and among many in baseball-dom. Kevin Roderick with LA Observe. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.